Okay, so guess who just got Lorena McKennett's Ancient Muse? That would be me. Woohoo! And you get to hear it. That was Incantation off of Lorena McKennett's newest CD, An Ancient Muse. And Lorena McKennett being a absolute favorite of mine. By the way, my name is Mama D, and you are listening to Coffee, Tea, and Mama D. And it is a pleasure. So, here we are. And there is so much stuff here for me to do and to say that I don't even really know where to start. Man, it's been a week. It's been a week. And the weather has been, well, it's winter. It's Canada. What can I say? You all know, as do I, that winter in Canada is, well, cold. And I'm not a big fan of being cold. I'm not even a big fan of winter. Anyway, something else new that has just come my way is this absolutely spiffing new Rankin CD. And I'm just trying to decide what I want to play here. There's just so many things for me to play. I'm thinking I'm going to play something fun. I think I'm going to go with this here. Track number 10. For those of you who don't know, it's called the Hillsdale Medley. It includes Gabrielle's Jig, the Seven Sisters Jig, the Black Horse Reel, and Sarah's Fiddle Reel. We saw them perform this at the Center in the Square, and again, they were simply fabulous. Absolutely wonderful. So here you have it, folks. The Rankins.
Thank you.
Well, there you had it. The Rankins. Oh, gosh, I love them. As well, wonderful Canadian talent. Well, folks, I'm going to read you a story. And yes, I scooped this off of soundtrack.net. And I have to admit, and then I may just rant for a moment or two. So get ready. Here we go. SoundtrackNet has learned that a pioneer in the film industry will be absent from this week's Oscars telecast. Shirley Walker, the first female composer to score a solo studio project, passed away last November, but won't be recognized during the In Memoriam segment. So this past Sunday, Walker, who had worked orchestrating and conducting with such composers as Hans Zimmer and Danny Elfman before scoring her first solo effort, the studio feature Memoirs of an Invisible Man, is best known for her work on the Batman the Animated Series television show. She died on November 29, 2006 of complications of a stroke. Earlier that same month, composer Basil Poldouris died from cancer, and he will appear in the montage segment honoring those film industry professionals who have passed away in the past year. Sources in the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences say that Walker's absence from the segment was a difficult decision. It's not that they forgot about her, but rather, they had time considerations, and after much wrangling, she didn't make the cut. One can only hope that they will change their minds, but with only 2 days before the big night, it's unlikely that Walker will appear in the segment. Not everyone is ignoring Walker's contribution to the industry. However, a special memorial tribute will be held at the Eastwood Scoring Stage at Warner Brothers in a few weeks, where a special presentation of film clips, photographs, and memories from her friends and co-workers will be shared with other industry professionals. So, according to this, it's a shame, since she was truly a pioneer of the film music industry and a role model for female composers worldwide. In life, she was constantly overlooked because of her gender, and it's truly shameful that even in death, she can't get the proper recognition she deserves. Members of the Academy. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. Why would you leave out someone like this and include somebody who's, words fail me. As a woman, all I can say is, this is disgusting. This is disgusting. That you would even consider leaving someone of this magnitude off of your In Memoriam. This is as bad as constantly overlooking Black actors and all the rest of your stupid nonsense. And you call yourselves enlightened? And you dare get up on your moral high ground and complain about the war in Iraq, but you will play into that whole, oh man, I'm telling you. Words fail me, folks. Words absolutely fail me. So here's what I suggest you do. Go to the Oscars. There's a website, I'm sure. I don't know where. I haven't checked. I was just too angry about this. And find out. Just Google it. Google it. Oscars. There's got to be somewhere you can send an email. There's just got to be. Email them and complain. Because someone of this magnitude, I mean, the first woman to score solo it's huge. It's like ignoring the first actor or ignoring the first person who, but somewhere down the line, they're going to remember somebody who did makeup. Oh, I'm telling you. I'm almost too angry to speak about this. I'm almost too angry to even think about this. Members of the Oscars, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you call yourselves enlightened? How dare you call yourselves Democrats? How dare you? And as far as this goes, Shirley Walker, this is what I have to say for you.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be? Without a song or a dance, what are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk. And I've often wondered, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the music, the song.
Like Days of Thunder. She scored Days of Thunder. Oh, and all that Batman stuff. And, oh, man. You know, that they even considered. I'm just shocked. Absolutely shocked and absolutely, completely and totally horrified. Once again, shame on you. Anyway, this is Mama D. Thinking that I'm just, God, I can't believe how angry I am about this. Anyway, that, for those of you who didn't recognize it, where have you been? That is from the newly released soundtrack of Mamma Mia. And how many of us just loved that show? I sure did. Oh, God, it was fabulous. That was the original London cast. Lisa Stoke, Eliza Lumley, Melissa Gibson, Siobhan McCarthy, Lois Plowright, Jenny Galloway, Andrew Langtry, Neil Wright, Nigel Harman, Paul Clarkson, Nicholas Koulikas, Hilton McRae, and Tom Magditch. Anyway, it's absolutely fabulous. Rob lent me this copy. It's his. And I'm going to play a couple more cuts from this because, oh man, I just love this. It credits all of the places that this show was on, and we all know it was on in Toronto. It was in Antwerp, Australia, on Broadway in Hamburg. There was an international tour. It was in Vegas, in London, in Madrid, in Moscow, in Seoul, in Stockholm, in Stuttgart, in Tokyo. There was a U.S. tour, and it was in Utrecht. And it just absolutely smash rave reviews everywhere. And it was just spectacular. Spectacular. And this particular, now we haven't watched the DVD yet, but it comes in a 2-disc set, one being the soundtrack, and two being a special edition DVD for those of you who missed it. Probably cheaper to pick this up than tickets to the theater. Although it doesn't quite hit that theater feeling, but, you know, I mean, it's probably close. So here we go, and I think we should just play. I'm going to play let's see, what do we want? Do we want to hear Mamma Mia, or, yeah. We'll do Mamma Mia, and then we'll do, we'll do Mamma Mia, and then I will play Waterloo. And this is the whole company. So here we go. A little more ABBA Mamma Mia.
I'm sorry.
And there you had it, Mamma Mia and then Waterloo. Oh, man, I so love this. I can't even begin to tell you. Oh, closet ABBA fan here. You know? And, I mean, for those of you who have seen the show, I mean, it has all of it, all of their stuff. Honey, Honey, Money, Money. Thank You for the Music, Mamma Mia, Chiquitita, Dancing Queen, Lay All Your Love on Me, Super Trooper, Gimme, 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 The Name of the Game, Voulez-Vous, Under Attack, One of Us, SOS, Does Your Mother Know? Oh, I may have to play that. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, Does Your Mother Know? Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, what can I tell you, folks? Closet ABBA fan here. The winner takes it all. Knowing me, knowing you, I do take a chance. Oh, wow. I have a dream. I'm telling you, this is just what a fabulous, and of course, Dancing Queen. Obviously, I mean, you know. Anyway, I'm going to give this one to you. Just one more little bit of Mamma Mia. And, you know, here you go. Does Your Mother Know? Mine probably doesn't. Tell me you weren't really bopping along and dancing to that. Come on. Oh my goodness, that was fun. That was, oh man, that is so much fun, folks. If you get a chance, you know, get this CD. I'm telling you, it's just out. You know, so really, go out and get it. Here's a little more from the Rankins. And I mean, you know, after that, there's really only one song on here that I can play for you, and it's called Gone. Was fun, wasn't it? Oh, they did that the other night when they were here in at the center in the square, and we had such a good time with that one. And gosh, wow, what fun. Well, I've been trying to see if I could pull up some of the Shirley Walker soundtrack and can't find any of that for you. So, you know, I'm sorry. I shouldn't read the news and then rant, you know. Anyway, I think I'm going to pull up, oh, I don't know. How about this little bird? This is Alison Krauss. from her CD, This Little Bird. And here you go, This Little Bird.
Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you've got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
So much that I wanna do. When I dream I'm alone with you, it's mine.
So, have I mentioned how much I enjoyed that show? Oh, sorry about that. Couldn't resist. Had to slip that in once again. Oh, dear. Oh, God. That was just, you know, way too much fun. Anyway, here is a little more Alison Krauss. How about... 2, 3, 4. How about Alive and Breathing? Alive and Breathing is almost good.
Thank you. could see it because I was dancing and singing here too. Because, oh, I so love this. You know, sweetie, Rob, honey, you may never get this back. Oh, I had so much fun. Pardon me. Pardon my coughing in your ear. Anyway, this is Coffee, Tea, and Mama D. And we are, you know, almost done. Almost done here. Man, where does the time go? Well, you know, when you're listening to Mama Mia, the time just goes away. Before you know it, you know, the show was done and everybody's clapping and, you know, doing the boogie in the aisle. Anyway, I'm thinking I'm just going to go out on one of Lorena McKennitt's songs. Now, the one thing about Lorena, I must say, is that her music is often very lengthy. So I will say to you all right now, ciao, Bella. As you know, that signals the end of the show. And this is called Beneath a Pyrian Sky. Lorena McKennitt from An Ancient Muse. And now, what's really cool about this one is in here, she's actually saying where she has gotten her muse from. And this particular song apparently came to her somewhere in Turkey and in Los Angeles. And she says here, Real World Studios, Wiltshire, May 2006. I have struggled with what this song should convey, a vast rumination in itself. Perhaps it is a call to arms for the love of others as a species and the natural world with which we are interwoven. What can we learn from history, given all the opportunities we have to do so? Can we? Will we? I think Edmund Burke's words, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. On that note, I will say ciao. Next week, an interview with some ladies from Avon, Barbie and Angela, and I will talk about all things beautiful, namely me. Later.
stars of heaven hovered in a sheen galaxy. A voice from down the ages, so haunting in its song. These ancient stones will tell us our love must make us strong. It wrapped around me as I stood there on the shore and listened to this voice like I never heard before. Our battles, they may find us, no choice may ours to be, but hold the banner proudly and the truth will set us free.
The stones
who tell us our love must make us strong.